11th week, 7th day, in remembrance of him. The first Lord's Supper opened a channel of communion directly with God. We, as disciples of Jesus, have a choice between two ways of using this great event that first occurred 2,000 years ago in the upper room in Galilee. We may participate in the service as a mere ecclesiastical form, a religious rite, separate from life, which we can enjoy at certain times only. Instead of charging admission, as does a theater or cinema, we can take up a collection to pay the curator's salary, or we may participate in Holy Communion as a vital part of our religious life, experience the cleansing from sin, and become filled with the living Christ. Too often, we good churchgoers bow before the great incandescent transfigured author of the little drama of the upper room one day a week, or once a month, and all the other days we forget him. The far-reaching implications of that event which took place in our church are lost to us as soon as the church doors open and we emerge into the everyday routine of our mundane lives. Think what would happen in this old world if everyone who partook of the Lord's Supper in the sanctuary would go forth carrying the light of Christ consciousness in his soul. That light, shining wherever he went, would inspire others to glorify the Father also. For we have the sacred privilege of renewing contact with the source of light and love at any given moment. Holy Communion is a reminder of that promise. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven.